farmers put a lot of money into their operations. After buying a $500,000 combine, they want to harvest as many acres as they can get their hands on. And across the Corn Belt, that's meant that many farmers have been paying neighboring landowners a premium to cash rent. That is a contract where the landlord and tenant farmer agree to a fixed price per acre. Gary Schnittke, who tracks farmland rentals at the University of Illinois, says they are critical to grain farming and the rural economy.
Most farmers want to farm more than they can own. They don't have the financial resources to buy that land, so they rent land from others.
We're hauling corn out now, moving corn. This is a good time of the year to start moving our corn, cleaning our bins out.
Tim Seifert farms south of Springfield, Illinois, and negotiates with more than a dozen landlords each year. According to the USDA, cash rents in this area reach nearly $400 per acre. That's about four times the median lease price for non-irrigated farmland in the Corn Belt. Seifert says it's worth it due to the productivity of the soil.
This ground is very rich. It's deep. There's places that you can go 20, 40 miles south of here that the topsoil is only 24 inches, where we've got almost 4 foot of good topsoil.
Corn hit a record high at over $8 per bushel in 2012. With corn expected to remain closer to $4 per bushel this year, growers who cash rent will have to negotiate their leases down or risk major losses.
I think the roller coaster ride's over. I think we're going to have to tighten our belts, and I think everybody down the line has realized that now.
Tim Seifert's neighbor, Gary Niemeyer, a fellow farmer and former president of the National Corn Growers Association, puts it this way.
As you listen to the stock market and stuff, you hear about all these bubbles. This is probably a bubble in prices that are not here now. We don't have $8 corn. We don't have $15,000 an acre farmland, yet we're cash renting like we did.
The average value of cropland in corn country like Illinois and Iowa is about three times higher than it was a decade ago. That boom has pushed up cash rents, which farmers have been willing to pay because they've been getting high returns for their crops. But retired Iowa State University economist William Edwards says anyone relying on farmland income should do some careful math in 2014.
I think owners are quite willing to listen and look at how those things have changed, but it helps to actually lay out the numbers and get a better idea of what the possible returns are for the next year.
On his farm in central Illinois, Tim Seifert says prosperous years have allowed him to make investments in new equipment, but he sees that changing in the years to come as farmers who rent hold back on big purchases.
Of course, when machinery sales drop, that has a rippling effect through Waterloo and Moline and the places. Even through GM and Ford, farmers stop buying pickup trucks again, you know what I mean? So it could have a rippling effect.
It's already forced a lot of stress on tenant-landlord relationships throughout the Midwest. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.